I've been speaking, presenting, I've gotten way better. I still have a long way to go to your
For
point of
sure.
starting, but I get up there, tell an awesome story, connect, provide bullet points. And my audience is like, oh my God, man, you were just so amazing. And I was very grateful, but I'm thinking to myself, they're 19, 20 year olds, 23 year olds. I'm like, I've been doing this for 2 decades, so reps and sets, this did not happen overnight. And you better look at me in 5 years' time, in 10 years' time, being like, holy smokes, you were good then, but wow, you are amazing now. So it's a journey, it's a growth journey. It's about putting one foot in front of the other. And to put a bow on it, you are so right in today's social media. We look at people's highlight reels and we think, oh, wow, that must have happened overnight. The fact of the matter is, anything worth value takes time, takes years, takes decades.
Hello, and welcome to the Scale Your Sales Podcast. I am your host and soon to be BFF, Jillian Murphy. If you are absolutely exhausted of hearing the same podcast that only leave you feeling motivated and just a bunch of fluff, well, you have absolutely landed on the right podcast. In this podcast, we are going to talk about the most important skill you need in your business, and that is how to generate sales. We are going to dive deep into topics such as messaging, marketing, how to organically drive traffic into your business through lead generation. We are going to talk about how to create consistent cash months inside of your business. And we are also going to talk about how to build a company that isn't just making money, but is actually building wealth while also getting back your most important thing, which I know is time freedom. Now, I am here for real talk, real advice, and straightforward tips that you can always walk away and implement immediately into your business. But I have to tell you, I am not your typical business mentor. We are gonna have real talk about your real business. So if you are looking for somebody that's going to tell you that you can just manifest your business or how to make $1 million tomorrow, this is not the podcast for you. We are gonna talk about real skills to build a real business. I have spent over 25 years in the corporate sales space, generating over $1 million in sales through multiple industries. In the online space, I have been able to help over 500 entrepreneurs not only grow their sales, but scale their businesses. Several times per week, we are going to bring you solo episodes, guest episodes, how-to episodes, and even hot seat coaching. So if you are ready to scale your sales, let's freaking go. What's up, babes? Welcome back to the Scale Your Sales Podcast. I am here today with my friend Bryce, who I'm so excited because we actually met in a mastermind. And you guys know how much I love talking about masterminds, dinner series, events, and how important it actually is to get in the room. And you are going to hear from the caliber of this human today on the show. So Bryce, welcome to the show. Tell my audience who you are and what you do.
Jillian, so nice to connect. Thank you much, so much for having me on. I'm the CEO of Fit Body Bootcamp, which is an eight-figure international fitness franchise. We're based here in Los Angeles, California. We're known as America's favorite 30-minute workout. We have about 300 locations open and operating throughout North America. About 90% of those are in the States, and our headquarters is based here in Los Angeles, California. So that's a little bit of an overview.
I love it. I absolutely love it. So, it's interesting because I know we're going to talk about all different things on this podcast, but I think one of the biggest things, especially when it comes to like being a CEO, is one of the biggest things that people are actually lacking is leadership. And I know this is like such a thing that you love to talk about. So let's just dive into like the importance of leadership when you're not only running your own company, but also maybe running somebody else's.
Yeah, I love it. Well, I have a framework that I follow. Lead yourself, lead your family, lead your empire. And it starts with leading yourself. There's no way that I could be a CEO of an eight-figure international fitness franchise, leading either directly or indirectly over 60,000 people if I didn't lead myself. And I look at things from a leadership framework. I look at things from a fitness framework. And my passion and my service, aside from teaching leadership, promoting capitalism, defending free speech, is really teaching people how to lead themselves. And there's no better way than through fitness. In fact, 8% of our country right now is either statistically obese or overweight. What that says, there's a shortage of self-leadership. So I'm really passionate about that because it starts with you. And then from there, again, you can lead your family. You can lead your empire to have the impact that you're looking for.
Yeah, it's so true. I mean, we talk a lot about fitness on the show. I was a fitness competitor for 7 years. Fitness runs very big into my blood. And I think it's a big reason why I've been successful in all different sorts of businesses. Because again, if you can't lead yourself, you're not gonna be able to lead organizations, teams, or other things. So when it comes to the leadership thing, even for leading yourself, like, where do you think most people get stuck? Because we love to give our audience like some how-tos on the show.
I think it starts about figuring out what you want out in life, because your why, we know this to be true. If you have the right why, you can, you know, bear any how, if the famous saying goes. So I think it's first starts with getting a vision and clarity of what you want to accomplish in life. And when you have crystal clear clarity about what you want to accomplish, then you can take actions to hit that target. Another aspect at play is just discipline. Most people, you know, are struggle with discipline, and that's okay. At the end of the day, discipline is a learned skill. This is why I love coaching. I mean, you talked about, we met at a mastermind.
Yep.
I love, you know, connecting with people, really high performing people. And I really strongly believe in accountability via coach. And the reason I say this is human nature. Most times we're willing to disappoint ourselves far more than we are willing to disappoint other people. So when you hire a coach, when you hire an accountability partner, there's something magical that holds you accountable, increases your discipline. And I think putting yourself in situations where you have forced accountability will definitely increase your probability to, you know, again, execute your goals.
Yeah, we talk about that a lot on the show. So my audience knows I actually brought in a CEO in my business this year. And it's very similar to exactly what you said. Like, when you are, I don't want to say reporting to somebody, but like when you have other people's skin in the game, like, you want to show up differently. You want to lead differently. You have a bigger discipline. Like, I want to make Alex proud like every single day. Of course, I want to make myself proud and I want to grow a really great business. But like, now that there's someone like next to me, like my ride or die, Alex is my CEO. It's like, I want to make him proud. I want to tell him like, hey, this is what I did today. This is like what I'm doing. And I think that there is something so important about that. And I think, you know, that's why it's important to have that strong mentorship in your business, regardless of what level that you're at.
Yeah, totally. And I was just humble myself to giving you the first story of when fitness impacted my life. Ironically, we're both in the Midwest, Michigan, the great place, amazing people.
Yeah, we love Michigan, you guys. Shout out to Detroit.
There we go. But also not the fitness capital of the world. So when I was 21 years young, I moved out to Los Angeles and I was excited to be in LA, the bright lights, the palm trees.
Yeah.
But that said, I didn't have confidence and energy and enthusiasm. I didn't have fitness in my life. And I made some false starts at it. I, you know, joined a gym, you know, tried to, you know, get in the treadmill workout. So I tried and failed a few times, but it wasn't until another Michigander from the West Side moved out. He was my first fitness mentor, if you will. And his name was Adam. He had the six pack abs, the glistening muscle, all the girls loved him.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until I finally mustered up enough courage to say, Adam, can you teach me a little bit about this fitness game?
Yep.
And when I did that, I did not want to disappoint Adam. So I was sore. I didn't feel like working out. I didn't feel like eating clean. This was just start of my transformation journey. But because I had that accountability, because I did not want to disappoint Adam, ended up training together for 2 years for the first 6 months, hyper-focused.
Yep.
And I dropped 20 pounds of body fat, put 20 pounds of lean muscle, but I changed my life. And that just gives you a practical example of this guy right here, not having enough wherewithal to hold himself accountability, at least Bryce 1.0 20 years ago, but really gaining that friend made all the difference.
It is so true. And I love that you guys talked about that, because my coach, when I was a competitor, his name was Adam. So a shout out to another Adam.
Look at that.
But he did not have a six pack and the girls did not love him. He was actually very like scientific, which was so weird, like in the fitness space. But what I love about Adam is I've been out of the fitness space. I have been done competing now for 4.5 years. And Adam is still my coach. And people think it's crazy. They're like, I can't believe you still pay all the money that you pay to work with Adam. You're not getting on stage anymore. Like, you obviously know what to do. You won a billion shows. You've been in, you know, tons of different magazines, all the things. And I'm like, this is the thing. I'm accountable every single week to Adam when I send in those progress pictures. So when I'm sitting here, you know, eating my chicken and asparagus and sweet potatoes, it's like, I'm still accountable to him because I can do it on my own. I know I can, but when you're accountable to somebody else, you're making decisions differently. It's like, ooh, would Adam be proud of what I'm eating right now? Would he go to the gym right now? I got to like show up for him. So I think that there is so much. And I think a big thing, even like what you said and what I said too, it's like a lot of us know how to do the how, but we need the person alongside of us to get us to that goal that we're actually looking for. I know how to eat clean. I know how to eat healthy, but I need Adam in my corner still to this day to keep me accountable.
Gotta love us some Adams for sure. Completely resonate.
Love Adams.
And just 100%. And I think going back to your initial point, Jillian, was what are some tips and strategies? The first thing I would say to be a better leader, get yourself in shape. When you get yourself in shape, you're going to have more confidence. You are making the promise you're keeping to yourself. You show up differently. Your mindset is differently. So from a leadership, very tactical, practical baseline, get fit and the rest will materialize.
Yeah, I absolutely love that. So how did you get into the position that you're in today? Because I'm sure you didn't just like show up one day and you're like, hey, I'm the CEO of Fit Body Bootcamp. Like, I love a good story on this podcast.
Well, look at that. So actually, it continues on with my transformation story with Adam. So I moved out to California in 2005. I met Adam, moved in together in 2007. I trained with him for a period of 2 years. As I mentioned, I had an incredible fitness transformation, but way more than that, it just gave me so much energy, confidence, enthusiasm that I went from the least performing sales rep in my company all the way to the highest performing sales rep in the company. Jillian, one thing changed. It wasn't my sales script. It wasn't my follow-up approach. It was my fitness. So going through that journey, it wasn't until about 2 years later when some guy walked up to me at the gym and said, hey, I want to introduce myself. I see how I've been working out. I was curious how you eat. Well, then Jillian, this light bulb when I was like, oh, wow, maybe I can give this gift of fitness back to, you know, other people. Mm-hmm. At the time, I wasn't thinking a full-time thing. My sales career was being very successful, but I thought I get certified. I'll train some clients in the nights and weekends. I'll make some extra money and then I'll, you know, be doing good for humanity. So I got certified through National Academy of Sports Medicine. This is about 2009. I updated my Facebook profile to personal trainer and I started receiving ads from this gentleman named Bedros Koulian, who is the founder of Fit Body Bootcamp, now a business partner, actually friends with Chris and Lori Harder, who we met through. And that was my first entry point to Fit Body Bootcamp. Then I followed Bedros along for a couple years. Then in 2012, I knew that, hey, I was wanted to do something serious. I wanted to strike this entrepreneur itch. So I ended up paying attention to this little thing called FitBody that was transitioning from a licensee program to a franchise system, brick and mortar. So I put in the expressed interest. I did all the diligence. And then in the summer of 2012, I did the most exciting, but also the most terrifying decision of my life. And I invested my life savings in this little dream of business ownership. And I launched my first FitBody locations as a franchise partner.
Amazing.
I'm going to give you the high level, good points, but there was a lot of learning lessons and trials and failures along. But from 2012, 2018, I'm scaling to 5 locations, brought my family on board, just made a great name for myself, developed a strong connection with Bedros, our founder. And then a couple of years before the pandemic, 2018, Bedros knew that he wanted more owner influence. I was one of the most successful franchise partners. I had 5 locations. I developed a strong relationship with him. And he made the call and offered me his vice president role, which then eventually transitioned to the CEO role. So amazing. All this to say, that's how this guy from the Midwest used to run out of money before he used to run out of month, used to be allergic to lifting weights, used to have Taco Bell specifically as the staple of his diet. This is how a story, how that guy moved to California, got in shape, transformed his life, became a business owner, and then developed himself to a leader.
I love it. It's such a great story. And I hope if you guys like heard one, I hope you heard this whole story, but if you heard anything, it was like, you know, he just did one step at a time. He was like, oh, I'm going to move from Michigan to LA. Then I'm going to start working out. Then I'm going to meet this guy. Then I'm going to maybe open one franchise and I'm going to open 5. Like, you didn't do it all at one time. And I think so often, especially in entrepreneurship and what's fed to us on social media, is we think that it happens overnight. Like, this was a journey for you. And I talk about this all the time on the podcast. Like, you guys, it is a journey to be successful in entrepreneurship. And you just heard it from Bryce. Like, that's his journey. And I'm assuming you're probably just getting started.
That's it. What's so funny, and that's such a great bullet point. And we were just talking offline as well. Ironically, this past weekend, I was back to our home state and I delivered a regional training to about 140 of our coaches. And, you know, I've been speaking, presenting, you know, I've gotten way better. I still have a long way to go to your point of starting, but, you know, I get up there, tell an awesome story, connect, provide bullet points. And my audience was like, oh my God, man, you were just so amazing. And I was very grateful, but I'm thinking to myself, you know, they're 19, 20-year-olds, 23-year-olds. I'm like, I've been doing this for 2 decades, you know, so reps and sets, this did not happen overnight. And you better look at me in 5 years' time, in 10 years' time, being like, holy smokes, you were good then, but wow, you are amazing now. So it's a journey. It's a growth journey. It's about putting one foot in front of the other. And to put a bow on it, you are so right. In today's social media, we look at people's highlight reels and we think, oh, wow, that must have happened overnight. The fact of the matter is anything worth value takes time, takes years, takes decades.
Yeah, I love that. I talk about this a ton on the podcast, is that there are so many people that want to come into the online space and they are like so disremoved from like what it's like to build a business offline, right? It's like, I don't know why they think like an online business shouldn't cost anything and they shouldn't have to invest or all these things. You guys, did you hear something else? He invested his life savings into this dream and into this business. So I'm just going to say, if you're listening to this podcast right now and you're trying to puzzle piece it together and you're trying to figure it out and you're like buying a $97 course or a $44 masterclass and you have not invested to build your actual business, this is a huge reason why you're also getting stuck. Like, it takes money to build a business. And I think so often people in the online space have no idea what it takes to build a business offline. Would you agree to that?
Mic drop. That is so powerful.
And It makes me crazy.
I'm so grateful I started with brick and mortar and I have online coaching programs and all that, but you understand the fundamentals, the building blocks of business. And yeah, it takes, you know, an investment in yourself, your mindset, the 6 inches between your ears. It takes, you know, physical investment. So 100% absolutely true and great, great teaching moment.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So I know obviously you got here with a lot of sales. So when we talk about sales, like what are some of the things, even from like a brick and mortar standpoint, we actually have a lot of gym owners that listen to this podcast. Like what are some of the things that you're even seeing working right now in the offline space when it comes to sales?
Oh, shoot. One, having a strong core offer, a grand slam offer. So especially in the fitness business, but you can apply this to any business, but specifically in fitness, you know, a lot of times we have a free trial, which is great, right? But that's really just selling time. Okay. And most people don't want to be tortured for a half an hour, 45 minutes, however long the program is. They want a guaranteed result. So from a sales and marketing perspective, being able to showcase the desired result for your clientele is just mission critical to get them enough confidence to take action against, you know, your product or service. So I think really beginning with the end in mind, a lot of times also too, and certainly you're an expert at this, we could talk about this for a very long time. Many people think, okay, you know, really successful salesperson is this fast talking sales, like smooth around every corner. And certainly as you, you know, develop more skill set, you can be more polished, et cetera. But a good salesperson is a good listener. A good salesperson is really a good detective, understanding what your client's pain point is. It's not just enough to know about who your client is. It's, do you know your client's pain? And when you know your client's pain, then you can be in a position to solve that. And I think from a sales perspective, that's just so, so critical that you have the understanding of that concept so you can serve at a higher level.
Yeah. One thing I love about Fit Body Bootcamp is whether it's the gym for me or not the gym for me or the gym for my friend or not the gym for my friend, I'm very clear of what it is. It's like, this is what it is. This is who it's for. This is the time, right? And I'm sure along the way, like, you know, a million different gyms have come out, especially in the LA area, like boutique gyms, all these different types of things. And I'm sure just like in the online space with a lot of my clients that listen to this podcast, it's like every other day they want to create something new. They want to do something different. Oh, there's change. And you guys have been so successful because you have stuck to the thing that you know you're good at. And then you've just rinsed and repeated that model and poured gasoline on it. Like, how true is that about your business model?
Thank you so much. And, you know, very grateful for that. And it's, you know, we've all been guilty. If you're listening to this right now, you're an entrepreneur, you're a salesperson, you want to continue to grow your career. We get shiny object syndrome, you know, and that's just what happens. It's like squirrel. And all of a sudden it's like, okay. And a lot of times it's about, you know, not being able to do 15, 20 things great. It's about, you know, being able to do 4 or 5 things really, really strong. Yep. And for us, we built our brand on being the best fitness and fat loss specifically. We guarantee fat loss. Yep. We also know our avatar. Our avatar is Mrs. Jones. She's in her 40s. Yep. She has a couple kids. She doesn't love working out, but she knows she needs to. Mm-hmm. When you take a look at, you know, fitness, I see many times, and not specifically just in fitness, but just general in business, people want to be everything to everyone. And when you do that, you're no one and nobody. And it's okay. And sometimes you're going to turn away business. There's been some clients who, you know, go on our program and they get an awesome result. And they like, now I want to beef up. I want to, you know, add tons of muscle, you know, like probably a CrossFit program or a Olympic bodybuilding programs for you. But we're not going to adjust our program just because like you want a different result. We're going to wish you well. We're going to say, hey, if you ever want to come back, awesome. But going back to your point, knowing who you are and being the best at who you are, for me, that is the best way to stand out from a marketing and sales perspective in the marketplace.
It so is. And even going back to like the gym aspect of this. So I was a competitive bodybuilder back in Michigan and we trained at a powerhouse, right? And our powerhouse was known, like we created a ton of champions out of our gym. And there were so many women that would come into our gym and be like, I don't like it in here. I don't like how the women are. I don't like the loud music. Like, I don't like the fucking chalk. Like, I don't like it. And we were like, that's okay, because there's other gyms down the street that are for you. And I think so often, like, the owner very easily could have been like, hey guys, get rid of the chalk, turn it down. You know, I'm trying to appeal to everybody, but like, it wasn't the gym for Mrs. Jones, who's in her 40s, who has two kids. Like, it's for the women and men who like were hardcore bodybuilders and wanted to come in and like throw weights around. And I think like, it's okay to tell people like, I'm not the gym for you. I'm not the coach for you. I'm not the mentor for you. I'm not the restaurant for you. And I've actually talked about this a lot, even like with Dry Bar, which I'm sure you're familiar with Dry Bar. It's like, they're really good at blowouts. Like, they're not doing nails. They're not doing perms. They're not doing anything else. And it's like, when you get so good at something, now you have people that are like, hey, Mrs. Jones, I know the best gym for you. Go to Fit Body Bootcamp. You want the best blowout? Go to Dry Bar. You fitness competitor? Go to the powerhouse. Like, other people will start to share you out because it's very clear who you are for who a person.
Yeah, amen. And you, yeah. And indirectly, you can actually get some referral partners.
Totally.
Even from your perceived competitors. And really what that shows is an abundance mindset.
Yep.
And you always want to do business, and you always want to be known in your community as someone who comes with a giving hand. And mm-hmm. when you do that, it always comes back, you know, more so.
Totally. We had an Anytime Fitness right down the street from us. And Phil, our owner, would always say like, hey, you would be a great fit at the Anytime Fitness down the street from us. We didn't have a Fit Body Bootcamp down the street from us, but like, it would have been like a great fit to be like, hey, we're not the right place for you, but this is where you absolutely should go. And I think so often people don't want to do that because they're afraid, but like, it'll come back and bless you tenfold.
And 100%, you also gain more credibility in the marketplace. Yeah. You gain more credibility for the person that you're connecting with.
Yeah.
And you can even get referrals from their family and friends. So, you know, do right by yourself, do right by your clients. Be known and do something so exceptionally well, and just be focused at that. The rest will take care of itself.
Yeah, I love that. So what is Bryce working on right now? What is he the most excited about personally?
Well, we just connected a couple of months ago at the first networking mastermind. I shared with you, my personal mission is to teach leadership, is to promote capitalism and defend free speech. And we don't have time in terms of give you the origin story, but I really had this big aha at the Harder Dinner Series. And, you know, from there, I've now am adjusting my own podcast. I'm rebranding it from the Fitness CEO Show, or from Fitness CEO Podcast to the CEO Show with Bryce Ensign from July. And those are going to be the three pillars that we teach. So I'm really fired up for that. I'm going to see you in a couple of months, actually next month in LA. Will you be in Beverly Hills?
Yep. Awesome. That's awesome. You guys definitely follow Bryce, follow his new podcast. I know it's going to be straight fire. You guys know there's nobody I don't bring on the show that I don't like, one, massively edify, and two, like, want you guys to go over, follow, like, do all the things with. So Bryce, thank you so much for being on the podcast today. Where can people find you other than your podcast?
Love it so much. You are awesome. Good vibes for sure. And I would love to continue to add value to you and your audience. You can find me at all social media platforms at Real Bryce Henson, not to be confused with Fake Bryce Henson.
Thank you so much, Bryce. I appreciate you.
Appreciate you, Jillian.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Scale Your Sales podcast. If today's episode has you fired up, would you do me a huge favor and leave a review over on Apple or Spotify podcast? Or of course, you can always take a screenshot and share it on your social media. That is the way we grow this show, and so that other people can absolutely learn how to grow their sales as well. I am on a mission to change the mindset of sales. I want people to freaking love sales, because the reality is, sales is the foundation of everything you do. It's how your business generates revenue consistently. So remember, keep showing up and being unapologetic about selling, because once you fall in love with selling, the sky is absolutely the limit. Until next time, happy selling, and my DMs are always open. I can't wait to get to know you better.